Oh, right. Sorry, no, it's got rice in it.
Rice is not.
Rice.
However, I'd like to discuss today an Indian that was developed, a Geshmaka vort from my father, Zichrono Levracha, that really touches upon in Yana Dioma, but also gives us and sheds light, gives us insight into the Yontif that we just experienced, the last Yontif, which was Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Shvi'i Shel Pesach was the end of Pesach, which was what day of the week this year? Shvi'i Shel Pesach, which was what day of the week this year?
Friday.
We lay in on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Which parsha? Parsha's B'Shalach. Parsha's B'Shalach because on Shvi'i Shel Pesach was Kriyas Yamsuf. And we commemorate that by laning, the laning of Parsha's B'Shalach, which is Kriyas Yamsuf. The Kriyas Yamsuf, when we approach the Yamsuf, Torah introduces the parsha after they left Mitzrayim. Suddenly, the Torah says, "Vayihi b'shaloch paro esa'om." Pasuk Yitzayim, Perek Yigimah, Pasuk Yitzayim. Vayihi b'shaloch paro esa'om. Paro sent Am Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Already, the first pasuk is a little interesting. The way the introduction to Parshas B'shalach was it really accurate? That Paro sent Am Yisrael out? Paro's hands were tied. Paro was forced. Paro went through 10 makos. He lost children. He lost his whole country. It didn't pay for him to be there anymore. He didn't really. It sounds like he willingly sent Am Yisrael. He came to the decision. Vayihi b'shaloch Paro. It's a little strange way to introduce Yetzias Mitzrayim. Vayihi b'shaloch Paro. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't excited about them going in a certain direction that Am Yisrael would be fearful, and because they would pass Derech Eretz Plishtim, they might turn around. So therefore, Vayasev Elohim es ha'am Derech ha'midbar yamsuf v'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them walk in a certain direction that they would avoid the interaction and seeing Derech Eretz Plishtim, so that they would avoid having any fear. And then the Torah decides, a week after Yetzias Mitzrayim, Rabbosai, this is Shvi'i Shel Pesach. By the way, V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. What's V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael? What's the translation V'chamushim? It happens to be, anyone who wants to guess on this, there's a lot of different interpretations of the Medrash, what Chamushim means. Whether they had five kids... what's the classic interpretation?
Five kids at one time.
What's the classic interpretation?
Armored.
What?
Armored.
They came out as a military. They came out fortified. They came out with armor. They came out with weapons. And they were ready for battle. So, number one, the question that you have to ask yourself, in addition to the question that we just asked about Vayihi b'shaloch Paro, now I'd like to ask a different question. Now you're telling me V'chamushim alu? When you talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, right at Parshas Bo, you should tell me V'chamushim alu, how they went out. A week later you're deciding to tell me that they were fortified, that they had the military, that they actually had weapons. And also the juxtaposition of the psukim. You just told me that I'm very concerned about Am Yisrael being nervous about passing by Derech Eretz Plishtim. And therefore I'm going to make them go in a certain direction that they should avoid seeing them. And when you're telling me that you're going to make them go in the other direction, Vayasev Elokim Esa'am, and he's turning them in a different direction, in that same pasuk he's saying, by the way, Am Yisrael, they were a real army. They were really tough guys. They had their weapons. Fakir, you don't want them to go in a certain way because they're going to be fearful of the area that they're going to go, which gives you the impression that they weren't fortified. And then the next phrase that you say is, by the way, Am Yisrael has a lot of weapons on their hands. The whole nature and juxtaposition of the Pesukim is very questionable. Next pasuk, the most bothersome question, in my opinion, of all the Parsha. Vayikach Moshe es atzmas Yosef imo. Rabbi, when did Moshe Rabbeinu take Atzmas Yosef? Where did Moshe Rabbeinu take Atzmas Yosef from?
Nile.
From the Nile. Where's the Nile?
In Mitzrayim.
In Mitzrayim. When's the appropriate time for you to tell me that Moshe Rabbeinu took Atzmas Yosef? When he actually took it. Then. Yitzias Mitzrayim. Suddenly, by the way, oh, I'm sorry, Parshas B'Shalach. You know what? We have to go back. We totally forgot to tell you something. You should know that Moshe Rabbeinu took Atzmas Yosef. What is this? It's like editing? Like you're adding it into the next paragraph because you missed it in the last thing? This is not the place. Now Atzmas Yosef? Atzmas Yosef don't happen now. It doesn't really fit into to what the story is telling us right now. So why are you telling me it now? Atzmas Yosef. Then the next pasuk, skip to pasuk Chof Aleph. Vashem holech lifneim yoimam ba'amud anon lanchusam aderech ulayla ba'amudish. La'ir lahem lelechas yomam v'layla. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu led Am Yisrael with the clouds and the fire. With the clouds and the fire. So, if that's the case, right, okay. Those are the questions so far. Then Paro finds out, Paro is urged, Paro is going back to get them, he changes his mind, by Yahafech Lebav Paro, and now they start chasing after him, by Yerdufu Mitzrayim Achareyim, and then the following conversation happens. Uparo Hikriv, Paro's getting close, and Klal Yisrael starts getting nervous. Vayitzaku bnei Yisrael el Hashem, and Klal Yisrael start davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Makes sense. Jew is in a situation of difficulty, Tzara, should start davening. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Kadosh Baruch Hu answers. Sorry, beforehand, Moshe Rabbeinu answers, Hashem Yilachim Lachem Atem Tacharisha. And then in Shlishi, Hashem responds to Am Yisrael crying out because they see the Mitzriim approaching. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Matitzak Elai Daber al Bnei Yisrael V'Yisol. Shocking response of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling Am Yisrael, telling Moshe Rabbeinu to relay the message to Am Yisrael. What are you davening for? What are you crying out? Daber Abnei Yisrael V'Yisrael. Rabbo said there's a major machloikes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Whether or not the mitzvah of tefillah is biblical every day. Even the Ramban, who is not of the opinion that the mitzvah on a daily basis is a mitzvah min HaTorah, is a biblical mitzvah, even the Ramban concedes that Be'ez Tzara, it's a biblical mitzvah, that your response automatically has to be that you got to daven. So what's the Rabbi Nishalom saying? He's not like the Rambam or the Ramban. Am Yisrael is 100% correct the way they're reacting. And you're responding back, Daber El B'nei Yisrael V'Yisol? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response? It's very difficult to understand. Why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu want them to die? They need siyata deshmaya. They need to get out of this tzara. That should be our knee-jerk reaction. Our immediate response. And that's what we're trained to do. And yet the parsha seems to say that that's not appropriate. So Rabbi Shai, just to chazer quickly all the questions. You're telling me that Am Yisrael is going to be fearful and you're worried, and at the same time you're telling me they're going to be fortified. I wouldn't put those two statements together. You're telling me that they're the top military, v'chamushim alu, and you're also, right a second before, you're concerned about the direction that they're going to go. You present that Bishalach Paro is from Paro itself, himself. Why are you telling me v'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael right now? V'chamushim alu is when they took the weapons out of Mitzrayim. Not now, by Kriyas Yamsuf a week later. Why are you mentioning a pasuk that doesn't seem to fit into the story that's going on in Parshas Bishalach about Atzmas Yosef? Number one, that's something that I don't know how that's relevant to right now Kriyas Yamsuf. Number two, it's not even accurate that it happened right now. It happened also a week ago. Why are you deciding to snoop it into Parshas Bishalach where it seems to be totally out of place? Why are you responding to their Eis Tzara as Batitaki like that Baron of Israel? So that's the appropriate response. And why the Shira Sayyam? Why is the Shira of Am Yisrael specifically now, after Kriyas Yamsuf? Why wasn't the unbelievable Nisan of Yitzias Mitzrayim a week ago deserving of a Shira as well? My father, Zichrono Levracha, explained that Parshas Bishalach, this episode of Am Yisrael hitting Yamsuf, was a total transformation in the avoda of Am Yisrael as an Am. There's something deep that's going on here, and this answers all the questions that we presented. You see, the Svarim HaKdoshim explain, no matter who you look at in the Hasidic world, and that everyone explains that there's one mahalach of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Leil HaSeder. Even Ad Hayom Hazeh, B'nai Sasser speaks about how the Kodesh Baruch Hu and all the Svarim HaKdoshim, the Zohar, explain that Kodesh Baruch Hu on Leil HaSeder, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it's relived every year, open up the Shamayim and mamish give a shefa of matonos, even though we're not deserving, mimicking Am Yisrael at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that they were on a level of tumah that they weren't deserving of leaving, and the malachim were even protesting, stating halalu of the Avodah Zarah, halalu of the Avodah Zarah. They're both of the Avodah Zarah. They're not deserving. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu implemented something which is in the Hasidish world and the Hasidish Sfarim called, remember this phrase, Hisarusa de la'ela. Hisarusa de la'ela means there was a hisarus, there was an arousal, waking up of the Shamayim de la'ela, that even though we weren't deserving, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a matana. And we'll speak about this Vayter Mitzvashem next week, but the B'nai Sasker speaks about that that's the fact that we have to start Sfiris HaOmer on the second day of Pesach. Because we have to take that matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us on the first day, which is why the first day of Pesach is really a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is explained why the B'nai Sasser explains why Pesach is referred to as Shabbos. You start counting Mimachras HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos, even though technically it's not really Shabbos. That was what caused the Gemara tells us that the Tzdukim claimed that the Omer is only Sunday. It only starts after Sunday because they read the Psukim literally, Mimachras HaShabbos. And the Purushim explained that that's wrong. Torah Shabbat Pes says that Machras HaShabbos is referring to Pesach. But then the question begs itself, so why is Pesach, which is a Yom Tov, referred to as Shabbos? So the answer is because Pesach has an aspect of Shabbos that it's Kviya V'kayma. We are not Mekadesh. We are not as involved. We are not fully in Am. We got a total matana on a Leil HaSeder, originally in the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, even though we weren't deserving of it. And even Bizman HaZeh, you want a boost, you want a propeller, you want a jump start, it's Leil HaSeder. That is a matona like Shabbos every week from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without you being Mekadesh like a regular Yontif, without you calling the shots. And therefore, this B'nai Sosner says, you have to take the step on the second day of Pesach, Mimochras HaShabbos, and now internalize it, and now achieve it and make it last for the rest of Sfiris HaOmer. the Machras HaShabbos, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu closed the heavens, now I need to actually work back and make sure to svart them lochem. Now it's going to be mine. It's going to have a kinyan. I'm going to make it. I'm going to go step by step in Tzvir HaOmer and achieve it and make it really internalize it to be something that I can make a kinyan on. I don't just say thanks for the matana and go and not speak to the person again. Thanks for the matana, and now I'm actually going to implement it and ingrain it into my body, into my existence. Rabbi, the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim we weren't deserving of. We didn't put in our own yishtabos. Then the Svar Makdoshim have this concept, but there's another concept. Another term. It's called Hisarusa, not Dila'ela. It's called Hisarusa Dilatata. Hisarusa on the ground, in the lower area. There has to be a Hisaru. Sometimes Avodas Hashem calls for the need for you yourself to wake up. For you yourself to take the step. For you yourself to jump in. Rabosai, how did Kriyas Yamsuf happen? What started Kriyas Yamsuf? What does the Medrash tell us? Nachshon. The Gemara also says, Nachshon jumped in, and it was the Hishtadlus of one of the members of Am Yisrael that brought upon the Nes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no such situation and story in the existence of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu was the pipeline. He was the Mafteach. But there was no Mesiris Nefesh that brought upon the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Nisim of Asar Makos. Comes along Kadosh Baruch Hu a week after Yetzias Mitzrayim and says, Rabbeisai, I'm going to be with you. I'm watching every step and I'm going to assist you. But you have to put in your own shtabas. You have to start taking the steps on your own. You have to show that you're an Ovid Hashem, and you have to demonstrate that you're deserving of this. And it's time to start walking. It's time to put in the effort. It's time to put in the Mesiris Nefesh. It's time to get our hands dirty. And it was Nachshon that realized that the only way for Kriyas Yamsuf to happen is if I jump in. And Nachshon realized that because the Rabbeinu Shalom had a very odd answer. The Rabbeinu Shalom answered, Matitzakelai. Daberel b'nei Yisrael v'yisol. Why are you crying out? It's time to travel. It's time to work. It's time to daven, but not only daven. Daven and put it in ishtadlus. Daven and show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I trust you, and I'm willing to jump. I'm willing to activate his Arusa Dilatato. I'm willing to put in the effort that man has to effort in order to open up the heavens. I recognize that we have to move on from Leila Seder. We have to make Usfartem Lochem. We have to show that it's ours. We have to make a kinyan. And therefore Nachshon jumped in. How did Nachshon know to jump in? Because he heard the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matitzak Eli. It's not enough just to daven. Daber Ben Israel Viso. You can't be paralyzed. You can't just sit here and learn and chuckle and just think everything's going to work out. Eshtadlus. Even within your Limud Torah, Eshtadlus. Even if within your Avodas Hashem, Eshtadlus. We need to move on from Yetzias Mitzrayim. I gave you a boost. I explained, I gave you an existence of a Shabbos. But Shabbos is over. It's time to move on from a Machras HaShabbos. It's time to make a kingdom. It's time to put in the Eshtadlus. It's time to put in your own effort. V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael, yes. Klal Yisrael was still nervous. Klal Yisrael still had their concerns about where they were going to pass by and which nations they were going to pass. We were still realistic. But you know what? We were ready. We got our military. We got our weapons because we recognized v'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael. If we're going to survive as a nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to only implement Pesach Dikayantivs. Shabbos Dikayantis. It's not only going to be a reality of Mimachros HaShabbos. We're going to have to build up an IDF. We're going to have to build up an army, a military. We're going to have to get weapons and be ready for whatever's going to come our way. So even though at the same time we're concerned and we're outnumbered and we still know that we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we still have to be smart, but that's not going to paralyze us. It's not going to make us walk in the blinds and walk without seeing what could possibly come and hit us. Chamushim alu. I'm ready. I realize Shvi'i Shel Pesach. This is the time to recognize it's time to get chamushim. It's time to get fortified. It's time to build up our military. It's time to focus on our weapons. Vayehi b'shalach Paro. Even though it's not accurate, Paro was forced. Paro was the one who got Makos, and there was no way. We couldn't even believe up until now that he waited this long to send Am Yisrael out. And the Sfarim speak about why that was the case. But yet the Torah puts HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of like in another frame, and not demonstrating that it's as if Paro sent him out. Because this is the parsha that's showing you that man's involvement is crucial. Cuts the Rebbe said the following, Rebosa. Right before HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm sorry, before the Cuts the Rebbe, one last question that we didn't answer. Atzvas Yosef. Now you're presenting the bones of Yosef? The bones of Yosef were before. And how does it fit into the line of events, the story? It doesn't fit into to what's going on. It's relevant when it happened last week when he took him out of the Nile. And also, it's like out of place. By the way, Moshe Rabbeinu took the Atzvas Yosef. We forgot to tell him. How does that fit in at all to the Kriyas Yamsa, to the episode of Kriyas Yamsa? Rabosai, Yosef was the paradigm of this message. Yosef was the one individual in Am Yisrael, up until now in the history of Am Yisrael, that went into a country that didn't have one Jew and built himself up and was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim and didn't give up his Yiddishkeit and built up the country itself and assisted his nation through building himself up. Yosef was stuck in a pit. Yosef was sitting in a jail. And each and every one of us would say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring me out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't. And you should, and you should daven. And we're not. This is not a message to ignore HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assistance. We always need Siyat Nishmaya. But Yosef also realized, I have to also, V'chamu Shemalu. I also have to figure out and make my connections and build myself up and do so as a Jew and be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim myself and take the first step. Yosef was the paradigm and the representative of this message of a Chamushim Alu that now Nachshon recognized and understood there are certain times that call for me to stand up and take a step. That's who Yosef was. It's this parsha of Hisarusa de la Tata beginning that Yosef is the one that we want to explain was in our midst, and that Moshe Rabbeinu was mentioning it now, and even though he actually got it physically a week ago, because now is the time to implement his message, Yosef's message. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Shalom is highlighting that by Matitzakelai, Daber of Meisrol Yisrol. Don't just cry. Don't only daven. Put in an ishtadlus. Put in some isarus of the latata. Move on from the concept of mimachras hashabbos. And now let's see your involvement. Let's see a kedushas yontif. Let's see an am that now has the ability to take things into his own hands and be mekadesh the yom. Not only get a matana like Leil HaSeder, which is b'chinas shabbos. The Kotzker Rebbe says, when Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, do not fear. Hashem yilachem lachem v'atem tacharishon. In this pasuk, in this parsha, Hashem yilachem lachem v'atem tacharishon. So literally the translation is, do not fear. God, Hashem yilachem lachem, God will fight your battles. V'atem tacharishon miloshon cheresh. What's a cheresh, Rabosai? Person who doesn't know how to talk. You sit quiet. Charishon. You should be a cheresh. Atem tacharisha. You sit quietly and watch HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wonders. In light of the message that we're developing right now, my father quoted the Kotzker Rebbe that said that the language of Hashem yilachem lachem atem tacharisha. Hashem yilachem. Yud lamin ches mem. Hashem will make you lechem. He will give you the bread. But v'atem tacharishim. But you have to what? You have to plow. You have to do a charishim. You have to put in the steps in order to get that finished product. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will assist you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to help you. But he has to see that you're actually motivated and you're putting in the first steps of Sidur Depas, of the baking process, ultimately bringing to the bread, which is the flour. You have to give him some Hisarusa Delataka. Show him that you're putting in some Ishtalibus. You're starting the process. You're taking the steps. You want a Yeshua, but not only do I want a Yeshua, I have a Seer Snefesh, I'm going to jump in. I'm going to actually get out and bring out my plow and start. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me Siyata Deshmaya, but I'm not totally depending just on only sitting here quietly and waiting for you. I'm willing to start working also, because I know your Yeshua will come. And now you have to demonstrate that. And that's why that phrase is mentioned here. Bosai. Here's the kicker. If you turn to Sefer Dvarim, Sefer Dvarim, speaking about the Mo'adim and Parshas Re'eh, Perek Tezayin, listen to this idea. Pasuk Ches. Sheishes yamim toichol matzos. 6 days you should eat matzos for Pesach. Uvayom ha-shvii atzeres ladunay Elohecha lo sasim alav. And there is a yontif called the atzeres on the last day of Pesach, namely shvii shel Pesach. Good? Says the Sforno on this pasuk, pasuk ches. If you want to check it up afterwards, you can check it up. Bayom ha-shvii atzeres. What is the language of the Torah atzeres? It's not just a chag, it's not just a yomtif on the seventh day that we're closing up Pesach with. We're sealing Pesach with a yomtif. No. There's a specific name used that it's an atzeres. Netzru bo Yisrael yachdo. Am Yisrael stopped on that day and gathered together. They were netzah. La'avodas hakel yisborach. To start being oved HaKadosh Baruch. Visharu lo shira. And they sang praises, Bashvi'i shel Chag, on the seventh of that day, Chag HaMatzos. Lifichach, therefore, Nikdash oso hayom, velo sase melacha. Do you realize what this formula just says? It's because Am Yisrael stopped and gathered together on their own and decided to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his day of Shvi'i Shel Pesach, says the Sforno, Lefichach, it's aser to do malach on that day. Oh, one second. Mr. Sforno, Rabbi Sforno, there's a yontif called Pesach. There are nice stories that are linked to the yontif of Pesach. But whether or not we get out of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we know that there would have been a yontif of Chag HaMatzos. Baharaya Avram Avinu already ate matzos, okay? There's Kedushas Hayomim and Kedushas Yomim Tovim that are not necessarily only linked to the stories, okay? Says the Sforno, not when it comes to Shvi'i Shel Pesach. When it comes to Shvi'i Shel Pesach, it was only after Am Yisrael experienced the events that happened on that day of Kriyas Yamsov that day attained the Kedusha that it has Adi Yom Hazeh, called the second days of Pesach, Shvi'i Shel Pesach. If I would ask the Sforno, in the original blueprints of the world, what would Pesach have looked like? The Sforno would answer me exactly as follows, which I'm about to read. Lefichach mikdash oso ayom lo sasa melacha. Ki lulei ze lo haya ashvi kodesh klal. Were it not for Am Yisrael to gather together and realize that they have to be oyvei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there would be no Kedushas Hayom sanctified to that day. And the seventh day of Pesach would have been what? Lo hayashvi kodesh klal. And I'll give you a proof, says the Sforno. Kimo shehu ha'inyan b'chag ha'sukos she'ein hashvi shelo mikra kodesh. Says the Sforno, Pesach and Sukkos are very similar to each other. We got 2 times we go on Chol Hamoed trips. It's got Pesach and Sukkos, right? On Sukkos, the seventh day of Sukkos is what? The seventh day of Sukkos is what? Is what? Is what? No. Shmini Atzeres is the 8th. No. No. What's Hoshana Rabbah? Hoshana Rabbah is a later ago. What is Hoshana Rabbah? Part of Sukkot. What's it called? Papa just said. The regular day of the week. The 7th day of Sukkot is not a Yom Tov. Sukkot really starts. The Gemara tells us that Shmini Atzeres is its own entity. The 8th day is its own entity. It's a rego b'fnei atzmo, the Gemara in Sukkot says. It's a new Yom Tov. The Sukkot calendar looks like this. Before Shmini Atzeres, which is its own entity, happens to be linked, okay? But let's assume that Shmini Atzeres is its own day, and it's the 8th day anyway. Sukkot looks like this. The first day Yom Tov. Okay, here we have to have 2 days, but next year all. First day Yom Tov. 6 more days of Chol HaMoed. Sukkot is over. Sukkot is over. Sukkot is over. You're not saying Sukkot. Sukkot is over. Says the Sfarno, that was the original blueprints for Pesach as well. First day Pesach, Leil HaSeder. 6 days Chol HaMoed. 7th day of Pesach is what, Pomper? Chol HaMoed. Comes along the Sfarno, this Pasuk in Dvarim, in Parshas Re'eh, says, that's an afterthought. That's afterwards. That's post-facto. Originally, that wasn't in the blueprints. Once you gathered yourselves together, guess what, Rabosai? We went from the Machras HaShabbos, a Yom Tov that was a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was not at all based on our involvement in our Hishtadlus. And the Yom Tov of Shvi Yishal Pesach was created by us. Because we decided to gather together, we recognize that Yitzias Mitzrayim was a gift, but now the time is to jump into the Yom Tov. Now the time is to put in our plowing, to put in the Harisha, to put in our effort. Now the time is to follow the model of Yosef HaTzadik. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us. And it's only because of our involvement, because of our Hishtadlus, because of our Avodas Hashem, that Shvi Shel Pesach has a Kedushas Hayom Bizman Hazeh. That wasn't the original plan. That wasn't the calendar of Yom Tov of Pesach. We're supposed to have another day of Chol HaMoed. But we converted the day from Chol HaMoed to be a day representing the celebration and the praising of HaKadosh Baruch. What better day to say Hallel than the Yom Tov of the Shvi Shel Pesach, Shiras Hayam, when Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu became a team, working together, not just passive individuals receiving HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shefa Bracha. Now we are acting and saying Shira because now the Tachlis is coming true. This is what to say Shira about. Like the Sforno saying, we created a Yom Tov through our Avodas Hashem, through our Shira. We're recognizing, we're building ourselves up. We're in Tzvi Yirsa Omer. We're taking that reality of Shabbos and making it ours. Usvartem lochem b'machras HaShabbos. That's Shvi Shabbos. What does this have to do with Yom HaTzvot? My father pointed out it. Anyone know why we eat the egg? Leil HaSeder? Why specifically an egg?
It's round.
It's round. What does round have to do with an egg?
Like the ring. It's like circular.
Circle. What does circle represent?
Forever.
What does it represent? It's like a circle usually brought up.
It goes back morning.
Relationship.
Morning. Avelus. Why is there any Avelus on Leil HaSeder?
Very off.
Does anyone know? Mr. Brewer writes this in Office Space on. Quotes from the Rishonim. Abu Draham. Says the Mr. Brewer something fascinating. The Yontif of the first night of Pesach will always fall out the same day of the week as Tisha. That's the day of one. That's what's called, the Shabura writes, and quotes from the Abu Draham, At Bash. Aleph, the first letter, is connected to the last letter. Aleph of Pesach will be the same day of the week as Tisha B'Av. Test it out, guys, after Shir. Beis will be connected to the second to last letter, which will be the same day of the week as Shin, which is Shavuos. Gimel will be the same day of the week as Rosh Hashanah. Test it out, and you'll go Vayter. And then, the Mefarshim finish off Hershkowitz with Vav Shel Pesach. If it's Pei, it'll be the same day as Purim. Rabosai, Shvi Shel Pesach. Test it out. What's out? Will always be Keneged Ayin. Shvi Shel Pesach this year was Friday. Yom Ha'atzmaut Ha'Iyar will be Friday. Every single year, the Atbash of Zion will be Keneged the day of Yom Ha'atzmaut. Yom Ha'atzmaut was a day that we began to rebuild. We began to become an Am, to get recognition as an Am, to build this concept of V'chamushim Alu B'nei Yisrael, which is all the themes of Shvi Shel Pesach. That it's not enough for us just to sit passively and wait for the Yeshua, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to put in our own Hishtadlus, to put in our own Hisarusa Dilatata, to build up our country, to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, and therefore bring a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself and recognition of what a beautiful nation we are on Yom Ha'atzmaut. And it's because of that, the same way the Kedushas HaYom of Shvi Shel Pesach would have never existed according to the Svarim, were it not for Am Yisrael's implementation and Hishtadlus to create such a day, so too, were it not, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to this case, but it was that that brought us to this situation, but it was through our own selves being involved, taking the steps to form a nation, to now work for a nation, to now build up an economy, to build up a place for Jews to be protected, to be able to learn, to be able to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, to live in a homeland that we now, Yom Ha'atzmaut represents in its connection to Shvi Shel Pesach, and that's why in the Atbash, it connects Ayin with Shvi Shel Pesach. Shkai.
I'm gonna stop running.